Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Pure Hope with your host, Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. Hope is the name the angels gave Reverend Gorman. Help open planetary eyes. And that's what we hope to do on Pure Hope. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, my friends, to our December show. I welcome you to the Pure Hope Show. My throat is a little fuzzy tonight, and so I ask for you to just send me a lot of energy as we're doing a recording show this evening, and it has taken place on Friday, December 20th, one day before the winter solstice. And it is an honor to bring to you a channeled message from my heart to yours as we end this most important year. It has been a year now since the opening of 12-12-12, that portal, that important portal, and indeed many things have happened. One year later, almost to the day, our dear Nelson Mandela made his transition into spirit world. I am dedicating this message and this energy that is building up in my heart and in this room. Again, I'm going to cough a little bit to get the energy going through me. On December 13th, 2013, in New York City, USA, to Johannesburg, South Africa, in New Delhi, India, London, England, and around the world, people came together to honor the life and the legacy of Nelson Mandela. This, my friends, is not a coincidence, for when the portal opened on 12-12-12, many of our beloved role models, as well as teachers of peace, were being asked to transition to the spiritual hierarchy, to the spiritual world. To help us on the other side, Nelson Mandela is still very much working with us from a heavenly realm. There is much misunderstood information when people do their transition. We at planet Earth seem to see that death is something that where the energy dies, but that energy does not die. It is transformed into another area of our beautiful cosmic ocean. His energy is still very much here. Today, the day before winter solstice, the energy of bringing in more light into the world is going to be celebrated. And so it seems quite apropos that we give a lot of attention to the transition of such a very great, great, great man. It seems very appropriate to also be doing this channeling from the Hope Interfaith Center. Jody Schultz, who is also helping me with this recording, she will be watching the computer while I go into trance when I'm doing this channeling. Tom Westland has helped us set up this program, and we will go from there. So today, right now, we come to open up a portal to talk to the spirit of Nelson Mandela and to receive energy and blessings through conscious, intentional, and grace-filled invocation. The powerful, powerful, eternal law of attraction is at work here in this room. I feel it. That's the reason why the energy is so very high and my voice begins to fill up, and you might hear a difference in my voice. You might also hear a clicking, because many times when I do channelings where my clients, there's a clicking that goes on. We're just going to begin to bring forth an experience, and I'm hoping that you all feel something through this experience. Through the law of attraction, what we do is that when we put out a thought form, it is a vibration. So the activation of a thought brings in a vibration, and that attention then is given to that subject, and a progression of that expansive energy begins to happen. This is how we access to a portal or make a portal, and we hook up to it. In other words, the more attention that you give any subject, the more active the vibration of that subject is within you and around you. And the longer that occurs, the more powerful that attraction is. So connecting to the spirit of Nelson Mandela started with me invoking him as a mentor, a role model, a leader of peace. It began way before his transition. He is a hero of mine and has shown our world many brave characteristics that he lived by. Also, right after he made his transition at my own private home, I placed a couple of his pictures on my altar, and I set candles up to give great honor to the energy of who he was and who he still is. So the more one thinks a thought, feels a feeling, especially when done in great devotion, eventually we will have an experience, evidence of the vibration as an experience. And that is within me now, and it will come forth. All things that happened to you in the experiences of this year, you brought out with a request. You send out thoughts and feelings, and that is your request from spirit world. Remember that whether you are thinking about what you want or what you do not want, if you are thinking it, you are still sending out a request form. To attract the more things that you want, you constantly then are aware of what you call forth. I have called forth Nelson Mandela, and so I've created a vibrational invitation. So we will start this invocation to put the finishing touches on the connecting to the portal, and we will see what we will receive. It is the tradition in Nelson Mandela's clan that they wrap his body in an animal skin with plant herbs from his country. And this is what they did to the master's body. Also, it is a tradition to chant at his celebration some of the most profound qualities that he gave to the world. So this is what the invocation will be. I will start by invoking his energy by repeating some of the most profound qualities, because it is these qualities that he broadcast out into the world and he left behind. So please bear with me. Again, this is a recorded show and my voice box is filling up with a lot of energy, so I'm going to move into the energy of least resistance and begin the invocation, and we will just go from there to see what happens. In the essence and the spirit of Nelson Mandela, I invoke and I repeat his beloved energy of love and light. He is for me and for all of us the compassionate one, the forgiving one, the loving one, the kind one, the servant to the light one, the one who believes in reconciliation and the one who believes in a unified consciousness. I invoke thee and ask for your presence. In the essence and the spirit of Nelson Mandela, I invoke and I shall repeat. He is the one who has the energy of love and light, compassionate one, the forgiving one, the loving one, the kind one, the servant one, the one who believes in reconciliation, and the one who believes in unity consciousness. I invoke thee and ask for your presence. Mother, Father, God, and all the angels, saints, holy ones, guides, teachers, and healers, I ask for your presence in this room. I ask at this time that the conduits of love and light help this energy freely flow through me. I ask from the unconditional energy field of love, the support of the angels, saints, holy ones, guides, teachers, and healers, and I ask them to be around me, above me, below me, as well as within me. At this time, we also invoke that we will really commit to having an intimate conversation to Gaia, Mother Earth, every day, for her great and grand performance of which she gives. For without her, we could not sustain our physical existence. And so, let us all give thanks to her for the food of which we eat, the water of which we drink, the clothing on our backs, the homes we live in, and of course, the plethora of such great beauty, especially this season of solstice. As we continue to invoke the energy of Nelson Mandela and reach the portal, we also see a great value in seeing our connection to the light workers and the ascended beings of light and the multidimensional realities. We ask at this time if there is any calibration that needs to happen within me or all of the listeners who will be listening to this. We ask that an opening be made within their pituitary and their pineal gland and their heart chakras to allow the galactic federations and the beings of white light to assist us in this channeling here tonight. And we do ask this humbly through the energy of the Holy Spirit, knowing that this energy is known around this globe by many names, Allah, Buddha, Krishna, Jehovah, Yahweh, Yeshua, Muhammad, as well as the beloved Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Mother Teresa, the goddess Kuan Yin, the strength of Athena, and the wisdom of Sophia. These and yet so many, many more. And so it is. Amen. We welcome you all here to listen to the vibrational frequency that will be related through words. We come here to not analyze what is going to be said or even analyze what is going to be heard. We come here in free will. We know that Hope and others have communicated quite well with Nelson Mandela to open up a frequency, a portal, to allow information to come through. And so it is, and so it shall be. Let us now move into the portal with love and light to extract the sweetness of compassion for a moment, shall we? Hope feels a bit jittery now these days, especially doing this channeling, for this is the first for her on her radio blog show. So the first, let us extract sweetness from the portal called compassion, for this is indeed what Nelson Mandela represented, is it not? So all of you here listening tonight to this broadcast, or whenever you are listening to it, we ask for you to open up your heart and place within your heart the frequency of compassion and allow yourself to feel the frequency of compassion. Perhaps this will allow the energy to come out of Hope's heart and mouth much easier. Compassion has, of course, the energy of passion in it. And many people upon your particular planet are passionate about bringing light into the world. We see this of many. They are passionate about bringing light into the world. And the greatest gift you can give to yourself and others and to the world, bringing light unto it, is the energy of compassion. Compassion is allowing what is to be and surrendering that something for the highest good, and the highest good of all is actually going on. If you or she or them or they expected something here tonight and or any day of the week of your life, and if it did not turn up or turn out the way of which you thought it was going to go, then we ask for you to enter into your heart and bring forth the energy of compassion to allow the isness of what is. And as soon as you allow the energy of compassion, this sweet, sweet nectar that lives within your heart, and you bring that out into the planet, and you bring that out into your own lives, you will see the sweetness of compassion coming back to you. These would be the wise words of the Master Nelson Mandela, would it not? Do not judge. For when you or she or any others judge, then you are lacking the light of compassion. And you are the light workers that are here upon this planet to be the energy of the I Am, to surrender to that energy of the I Am. Nelson Mandela, his great, 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 big, big, big soul, the ecstasy of the sweetness of the tenderness of his heart. Remember his smile in his physical form? For there was a joy, 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 joy down in his heart. Down in his heart. Where? In his heart. Remember his sweet, sweet smile? For there was a joy, joy, joy down in his heart. Down in his heart today. And still through the echoes of the chamber of the portal to have access to the Masters of Oneness. They will tell you that you can tell the people whom indeed are connected to the web of love and light, because they too carry a joy, joy, joy down in their heart, down in their heart today, that they are willing and able and capable of giving to whomever they meet. What a wonderful sign that is when you meet and greet people who have the same type of joy that Nelson Mandela did. Beautiful smile of his. bring that out into the planet, for it is very much needed. Nelson Mandela, a man who lived his life in integrity, who joined the ranks of those ascended masters now, are still with you. He ascends where his identity as Nelson Mandela does not exist anymore. He ascended into the oneness where his identity does not exist anymore. He ascended into oneness. But the message of love, compassion, non-judgment, reconciliation, unconditional love, forgiveness, still rings through the energy field within his heart. And he comes here today to send you all a message. You are that which is time. It is time to put aside all of the division that your planet has. It is time to put aside your personal eyes. It is time to gather together in community, ask and to act on what is good for the all. When beings speak of, "I did not get this, I never get that, it never happens to me, it will never happen to me," they are energetically still in the Piscean age. They have not walked across the bridge to the Aquarian age of this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And the I is no longer. We are a we. Communicate to the we. Allow the we of oneness to enter into your consciousness now. Is it possible for you to say that I am no more? Enter gladly into the consciousness of we versus me. I enter into that consciousness now so that we can experience ourselves as one. Nelson Mandela would teach this and tell you about unity consciousness, oneness consciousness. We, once needed beings, masters to teach us. We, you and I, they and them, come together, and we must see ourselves now as the essence of Nelson Mandela. We must see ourselves as the Christ within the Christ consciousness. We must all return like the Buddha, together in the we consciousness. There is never a moment, beautiful masters are asking us to come into the we instead of me. They see the importance of this, especially as we are ending the year of 2013. Whom amongst you are now willing to receive the grandest present of holies of holies. Receive the energy once again. Feel within your heart the love that is vibrating through the frequency from the ascended masters unto you. Begin to hold all of this love. Begin to hold all that you are. The I Am wants to have an experience through all of us, through us. And so it is important to sweetly surrender. Surrender to what was with no judgment as we end this fantastic year of 2013. Surrender, 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 surrender to all of the energy of what was. And now, be excited about what is to come. And join us, won't you, by volunteering to surrender the I and make it an us. Make it a we. Make it a oneness, unity, consciousness. This is what Nelson Mandela would want to teach you, to gift you. Allow this moment to enter into your being ever more deeply. Feel. Feel the energy of coming into community. Oneness. Love. Light. Non-judgment. Compassion. Reconciliation. Forgiveness. Kindness. Allow their self to be that of which you already are. Surrender the heavy burden that you have been carrying for so long. For this is the illusion, is it not? Let it go. Of this year, it is time to put away those things that indeed has carried you nowhere. Join us, the masters. You instantly know who a master is upon your planet when they give up the I. And when they are working for the we, the us, this, of course, once again, is the spirit of Nelson Mandela. And he asks for you to sweetly surrender, to let go, be in self-love, open the door to the kingdom. Allow yourself to come through the gateway of what you call your New Year's Day. Allow yourself to move beyond the pettiness, the lack of love, judgment. Move beyond and move through the gateway of heaven. And become the energy of the I Am presence. And allow this oneness to enter into your consciousness today as you are listening to this message. for you will always feel forever changed if you do so. Do not get preoccupied or detoured. On this, your graduation day, begin to the new world, the new year. Do not get preoccupied. The energy of this particular month, with the full moon on the 17th, the solstice on the 21st, Christmas Eve day, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day, an enormous amount of energy that is coming into the planet at this time. And it is the energy of love. And love is the highest vibration that we can all have and express upon this planet. Now, as we walk in to 2014, just think how we can indeed begin the magnetics, this beautiful law of attraction, right away when we get up in the morning of January 1st. If love is the absolute first word uttered out of our heart and our mouth, so what the guides are suggesting, what the masters are suggesting, what the holy ones are suggesting, what Nelson Mandela and all the ascended masters are suggesting is this. If love is the key to open the door to a new life for yourselves as well as the world, then as you end the year of 2013, may love be the last words, the last word for the year. So let's say it is just about to strike 12 on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve day. And if you invoke the energy that is already within you, and right before the clock strikes 12, the last words uttered out of your mouth and out of your heart is this. Love. We love. We are love. We are love. The striking of 12 begins. The new year enters into our heart. And the first word that we utter, that we speak, that we emanate out into the world, love. Love is all there is. Love is who we are. Love. Remember at the beginning of the channeling, when you were hearing about this great law of attraction, and that when a thought feeling is expressed, it is a vibration that begins to bring the experience to you. If ever you wanted to tune in to receive a message from the spiritual hierarchy, from Nelson Mandela, from Jesus Christ, from Buddha, from Krishna, from Kuan Yin, from Isis, and so many more, they would tell you, be who you are. And they would tell you who you are. And who you are is love. They would tell all of us that love is the highest of vibrations of all. Us to join together, to lead just as they, the great leaders, just as Nelson Mandela, the great, great leader, led with love. For he had joy, 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 joy down in his heart. Where? Down in his heart today. He led with love. He taught with love. He moved in love. Dear ones, listen to the gentle voice within you. Feel the energy of love and let love lead the way. Dear ones, listen to the gentle voice that is within you and let love lead the way. The more that you follow the promptings of love that is within you, the more that you will be blessed with love in the year of 2014. Be that of which you already are. Be love. Now, let love lead the way. And it will bring you into a spot where all of a sudden the lights will go on up the spinal column. See the lights go on within your spinal column. Go to the root chakra. See the light go on. It is led by love. See the creative chakra, the sexual chakra. See the light go on. Let it lead by love. See the solar plexus. See the beautiful chakra there. Let it lead with love. Go up to your beautiful heart chakra. See the light go on. Let your heart be led by love. Go up to the throat chakra, the beautiful throat chakra. Let your throat chakra lead by love. Go up to your beautiful indigo eye, your beautiful third eye, between the eyebrows, and let the light go on, and let all of your thoughts be led by love. And finally, go up to your beautiful crown chakra, and turn on the light, and let the spirit of your soul sing your song, and let it be the song of love. Light up like a Christmas tree in the middle of the night. And let all the lights on the Christmas tree and the spinal column of your beingness be the most beautiful, beautiful Christmas tree lit up with the energy of love. You are essence. You are the divine. Allow your soul to be that of which it is. Pure, radiant love. So sweetly surrender onto your true self and awaken. As you take these words in, and as you are digesting them, allow yourself to feel the vibrational truth and that of which the leaders speak. Take this in deeply. Remember, you are here to radiate. Please allow the love to shine through you so that it overspills and so that it reaches all and that it healed the illusions of the world. Nelson Mandela would say, "Oh, my precious ones, if you could only know how loved you are at this time on earth." We, the spiritual hierarchy, loves you for doing your light work here upon the planet. Go forth and be the spirit of Nelson Mandela. Be the spirit of Christ, the baby Christ child. Move this energy forward into the planet Earth as you enter in to 2014. And so it is. Take a deep breath. Hold the vibration in your heart. Let the message settle in. Remember, the main key is allow yourself the last word of this year of 2013 be the word love. Allow yourself to become an intentional, conscious, deliberate creator for 2014, and let the very first word that enters into your heart, your mind, your soul, and out of your mouth, gates will open up, and you will emanate and broadcast this energy out into the planet. And it is this that you will receive in 2014. It has been an honor and a joy to do this today for you. I hope that you've received the energy of the message. I, like always, it's been a joy to be able to give you a channeling from my heart to your heart. It is my gift to you on this wonderful month of December. I thank you all for tuning in to the Hope Interfaith Center's show, the Pure Hope Show on the Blog Talk Radio. I thank you for giving me compassion for the coughing or the energy field that I had been feeling during this time. I thank you for allowing me to gift you, and I feel your compassion for me as well. I feel your love that you also give to me and the mission at the Hope Interfaith Center. It is deeply, deeply appreciated. We are a small little building on a beautiful hill in Mankato, Minnesota, at 114 Pole Road. Our mission is to bring light to the world and bring awakening to all those who come into our doors. If you are ever in the area, please, please join us here. Jody will meet you instantly and give you a hug and a greeting. I thank you all. Have a very safe and very holy, happy New Year. God bless. Namaste.
Thank you for tuning in to Pure Hope by Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. And until next time, remember that true greatness consists in being great in the little things. Be kind. Be gentle. Be loving. Be true.